1. Hohenschönhausen Prison, East Berlin, 11th July, 1989. It was the dead of night. The rain pounded onto the corrugated iron roofs. But other than that, Hohenschönhausen was shrouded in silence. In the first watchtower that was mounted on the outer perimeter wall, the guards' silhouettes seemed to glide past the frosted glass windows. Another 4 soldiers from Division 16 were posted at the foot of the tower, but their carabines hung loosely from their shoulders. It was a quiet night. No more incoming prisoner transports were expected, and the men chatted among themselves as they protected their cigarettes in the cup of their hands. Colonel Erhard Hauser emerged from the elevator on the first floor of cell block B. He glanced up at the red light in the ceiling and stopped abruptly at the entrance of a long corridor. Dressed in civilian clothing, the colonel was almost 2 meters tall and drenched to the bone. His pale overcoat clung to his kneecaps. Hauser was only in his mid-30s, but the hard lines in his face made him look much older. Obviously restless and impatient, the colonel wriggled his fingers into his soaked black leather gloves as he shifted his weight from one foot to the other. The entire prison was regulated by the lights in the ceiling, a carefully planned and systematic principle of isolation that ensured the inmates would not come into contact with anyone else when they were transferred from their cells to one of the interrogation rooms. Even though he very much approved of the system, Hauser did not appreciate being kept waiting. At last, the light switched to green. Hauser took a left and continued along the corridor. Upholstered, hermetically sealed doors on either side, Hohenschönhausen had 120 interrogation rooms spread over 3 floors, but despite the lateness of the hour, almost all of them were in use. For this was another principle strictly adhered to at Hohenschönhausen prison. Never let the inmates sleep through the night. Hauser withdrew a key from his pocket, let himself into